All right. Well, I hope you have a good lunch. Appreciate Brother Henry and Sister Shaolin for organizing the children's rostering and also the food. Coffee is still available, tea, Milo. No, I don't know Milo, but coffee and tea and drinks and things like this. Okay, for the next, now it's 1:15 all the way to about 5. Just want to give you a bit of a program. Okay, so after this, we'll have Pastor Niels, Pastor Sung, and myself. Remember yesterday, we actually shared a bit about, rather the children and the teens and the couples were asked to write down some of their thoughts. Okay, we'll be sharing a little bit of that. Let Pastor Sung kick off. Okay, and he's going to share a little bit about what, the married couples we've written and shared. And after that, and when he's ready, he'll pass to Pastor Niels. And after Pastor Niels is ready, he can pass to me to finish the thing. Okay, Pastor Sung.
I'm croaking right now because I've got flu-like symptoms and I lost my voice yesterday after preaching. Okay, now, when we did those questions yesterday, all right, now, we're going to read to you some of the things that we found, okay? Now, we actually wanted everyone to be together, okay? Young people, children, parents. And there were three questions, right? What do we like about... Okay, sorry, the children and the young people actually dealt with slightly different questions, but I want you to hear, okay, actually it will be slightly different. The children, the teens, they will, we will read them out first, and then I'll deal with the husbands and wives, all right? But consider this, okay, an attempt to communicate honestly, to tell you what's on their heart, okay? Not a complaint or whatever, but it's something that, and to listen to that, take heed. Even if it doesn't apply to you, all right, take heed because maybe I might be in danger of going down that direction. Okay? At the same time, resist the temptation like, who wrote that one? Who did that? Okay? Because that's not important. Okay, each and every one of us are equally vulnerable and we're likely to do the same thing, right? And if you're aware that, okay, now you know there's a problem here or that problem there, maybe it's another family, well, then be mindful to pray for them, right? You don't need to know who, all right? So, okay, I'm going to give my voice a little bit of a rest first, but we'll start with who wants to start first? The children? Okay, Johnny.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to read out. I took the 10-year-olds to the 12-year-olds, okay? And they are saying, I don't want to share, I don't want to share. Okay, I'll just read to same thing. We actually asked three things that you like about mom, three things you like about dad, and what is something that you want to tell mom and dad, but you're too afraid to say, okay? I honestly forgot who wrote what, okay? But for the sake of for protection of the privacy, of the confidentiality of this person, we are going to destroy this after this. I think it's like what Pastor Sung said, it's just for us to hear what our children are saying. These are for the 10 to 12s. Okay? The others are still in the nursery, you know. All right. Okay, this child, three things about mom. I like my mommy, cooking her food. I like my mommy's cooking. Her food is really delicious. I like how my mom works hard for me, the family, doing the chores. C-H-O-A-R-S. Spell it. And, I may have revealed something that I'm not supposed to. Sorry, I cannot. And taking care of us. Okay. I like my mom when she's not angry or stressed. For dad, I like my daddy when he plays with me. He often does not base the time as he has work to do. Okay, I like it when my dad tells me stories from the Bible and stories of his childhood. Whenever my mom scolds me and I cry, my dad always tries to cheer me up. Okay, and this is what this is, I think, quite significant. I don't know, I really honestly don't know who this is, but this is what this child said. I wish my parents don't scold me And sometimes when my dad scolds me, I feel he don't love me, and I feel like I don't want a family. Wow. This is a 10 to 12 year old. Okay, I really honestly don't know who this is. Mom, I like mom when she's patient. I like mom's patience in teaching me. I like mom's counsel in doing things. I like mom's telling me to do right and correcting me when I do wrong. Okay, dad is always willing to hear my problems, counsel in difficult situations, example when I'm sad, it's always available for me. Okay, and this child says, why, and is telling mom, why don't you trust me? Why do you always be so angry with me? It's what the child said. Okay, the next one is, three things I love about mom. She can only say one. But mom is hardworking. She provides for the family. She also says, three things I love about dad. Dad is patient. Dad is caring. And dad is godly. He teaches me by the word of God. And this child says, mom, this child wishes that there'll be more submission in the family to one another. Okay? Okay. So I have this one. Dad always let me. Okay, so didn't write anything. Didn't know what to write. Okay, and the last one. Mom is patient when she's waiting for me. Mom is loving. She hugs me. I like this one. Dad is very sharing. Because he shares his coffee with me. Okay. And last one. Interesting. The question was, write something that you're too afraid to tell your mom and dad. And this child says, I love you, mom and dad. So thank God for that. Okay. So these are the 10 to 12 year olds. All right, Pastor Neil. In the spirit of learning, all right.
Amen. I had the 13 to 20 year old going on 40 to 50. You know, one of the things I told the teenagers, I told them, I said, look, and I used myself as an example. I said, the thing that you don't like about me is a thing that I don't like about me. I want you to keep that in perspective, kids. Because usually the things you don't like about your parents are very aware of that, about their shortcomings and stuff, and it wouldn't hurt for you to pray for them. And vice versa. Wife with the husband, husband with the wife. We need to keep all these things in perspective. And like I told the teenagers, we didn't talk about the parents. The things that they said, I said, well, what are you doing to cause it? Why? Because what am I going to talk about the parents to them when they need help themselves? And if I was I told them if I was talking to the parents, I wouldn't be sitting there talking about the kids. I'd be talking about, well, how are you? I've learned one thing. A lot of times when somebody's got to complain about somebody, just come up, well, how is your walk with the Lord? You know, really, we need to look at ourselves a lot of times. But here's three things you like or love about your parents. And what I did is I typed it out. And I'm a slow typer, so I stayed up late. So three things you like about your parents. They led me to Christ. They taught me to follow God. My dad tries to let me do what I want to do most of the time. They love me with all their hearts. They love each other. They're willing to forgive. They listen and give wise advice. They're active in service to God. They encourage me in the things I love, which is I thought was a good one. I can always rely upon them. They tell me the truth. They stand firm on God's word. I can choose my education path. They give me freedom of choice for godly things. I can hug my dad whenever I want. They apologize when they do wrong. I can tell them my troubles. They make up when they have argued. If they have been a bad example, they make it right. They punish me when I'm wrong. And the young people, a couple of them said that they discipline me. Kids want restraint. Kids want to know the boundaries, parents. They are thoughtful. They are funny and bond with us a lot. They are a spiritual role model. I can speak my mind. Father is calm, mother is loving, and their faith. Things I wish I could say to my parents. I'm afraid to tell them the conversations I have with my friends because I know it will displease them. Now that sounds like an issue with the teenager themselves. Because they're having bad conversations, they already know that. What is success to you in this life? This kid wants to know, what is success to you? How do I make you proud? You know, it's getting back what he's talking about, having some kind of, that they know what's going on. Have I made you proud? School achievements, am I doing good in school? Good life. One says, I can't play a lot. I'm slightly stressed out, and they drew a school desk, so I'm thinking that it has to do with school, maybe too much pressure in school. Courting, dating is stressful or feels stressful and complicated. I'm scared to open myself up and share with them because they may look at me different. They bring up past wrongs. They sometimes don't discipline my siblings swiftly enough. They sometimes treat guests nicer than me. We're all guilty of that. And something I told them, I said, where a lot of times familiarity, we're around people 24 hours a day, and there's a tendency, and I asked them, I said, you know, because I don't know who wrote it, but I asked them all, I said, do you treat people nicer than you treat your siblings? And that's something that can go for all of us. And that's not to make an excuse for it, but we need to realize that that's seen when we can, you know, and I'll give this one. My wife says, well, you talk to him. You answer their questions. And, you know, and sometimes we don't answer the questions of our own family. I didn't get to write anything down, so. They sometimes treat guests nicer than me. They're sometimes hypocrites. They're too negative in their thinking. I'm afraid to talk about personal stuff because they are unapproachable. Their standards are too high. They do stuff they tell me not to do. You know, that was only one person. I wonder how many could have written that. I gave them a third question. This is short. What is one thing you learned in marriage sessions? Communication is important in marriage. Marriage is a picture of salvation in Christ. One person wrote that I'm selfish. That's an honest kid. And that's good. Always be loyal to your spouse. Not walk in the spirit can destroy marriage. Fix my eyes on Jesus and put God in the center of my individual life, and he will guide me through. I need to submit first to God in order to submit to my future husband. Men and women have different roles to play. No matter what goes wrong, stick to your role. And I thought that was something good that they wrote. And I want to give you three more on the things that I wish I could tell my parents. Home doesn't feel like home. Don't want to go back. I can't trust you and you can't trust me. My heart isn't with you, so don't try to get it back with rules that I don't think are normal or biblical. I thought that was pretty heavy hitting. And I just want to say with that, with the kids or with the adults or anything, we have to search our own hearts and find out where we're at. And one wrote at the bottom and said, well, maybe some of these things I'm writing down is just because I'm too worried and it's really my problem. And sometimes, you know, the devil, you know, in all this, brethren, the devil's at work to cause division. He's trying to make you think you can't talk to your parents. He's trying to get you to think that your kids don't listen. And that's when the frustration arises. We try to do something above what we're able to do. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
I'll just add one thing here. My observation from the comments is that, you know, there's a lot of wisdom and insight coming from the young people. They're not always right on everything, but, you know, we got to give them credit that they actually observe and see and notice things more than we think they do. Okay, I'm going to read Sunny's responses, and now there were three questions, but I'm going to do question number two and question number three. Now, question number two, the question was, what identifies some of the issues in your marriage? All right? And then question number three was, what are the things that you would like to see change in your spouse? Okay? So I'll start with the husbands. All right? So ladies, please listen. All right? It's coming from your husbands. Concerning issues, irritability, temper, right? What to change? Less prone to react when upset. I don't know why this one says posture. It sounds like it's physical posture. Okay. Another one, talking with reference to the wife, bad listener, tendency to shift blame. And it says not skillful or proactive at making me feel loved. Right, this could be both social and, you know, physical. All right, what to change is that to be more sensitive to the spirit, especially in disagreements. Learn how I function mentally and emotionally so that he can better. This is from my wife. I will deal with it later. No, okay. Somehow that one got mixed up. All right. Why was there a husband that was thinking like a wife? Okay, yeah. We do have issues like that sometimes. Okay. Issues, we have problems in communication. Right? This is husband to the wife. Okay, different preferences in a lot of things. Different in ways of disciplining the children. Now, I did mention differences should complement, but should not divide. All right? And two cannot walk together except they be agreed. Okay? Now, that's something husband and wife need to talk about and work through. At the end of the day, now, my wife and I will have some differences in terms of how we would want things done. One thing we work on is this. Settle on the big goals. Agree on the big goals. The how-to, at some point, it will come down to, sometimes I'll just have to tell, look, that's my judgment call. I'm taking the responsibility for this. Okay? Back me up. Alright? Back me up on this. Okay? So, what to change? I should consider my opinions more. Okay? So, ladies, alright, should always be ready to be quick to forgive. Now, I was surprised by this one. It says, this is to the wife, cut the iPad time. Okay. Wow. Okay. Now, hear this because this is a heart cry from my husband. She places children above me. Okay. And here is husband who's concerned. He says her health condition is affecting her life and ours. Right. She worries on about many issues. What to be changed? Okay, first one is this, for her to be saved. Amen. Okay, to learn to depend on the Lord, to love fellowship with brethren and hospitality. Right. And here is a husband who's praying for his wife to be saved. Issues, time management in family and discipline. Right. I'll note one thing, husbands and fathers and mothers tend to be on two opposite ends when it comes to discipline. And I think it's important to work towards coming into the middle rather than to play this good guy, bad guy. I think it's not, okay, it's going to backfire on you. All right, other issues, time for rest and enjoyment. All right, so mom's too busy and she's running around, household management. So again, it's, okay, what to change, keep fit. All right. In other words, she doesn't have enough energy. Self-discipline and time management, household management. All right. Another one, issues. Two, forgiving, sometimes stubborn, worries too much. All right. What to change? Be more incisive and clear-minded, less kanchong. Okay. I like this one. It says, be more daring in giving me honest feedback instead of tempering honest opinions in fear of hurting me. Right, here's the husband saying, just tell me. Okay, you don't have to try to, you know, whitewash or you know, kind of frame this nicely. Okay, issues. We like communication. All right. Now, tying back to even, you know, this should not be a problem. It's never a problem for people before they're married. If you notice, if you're courting someone and whatever, you know, before you're married, there's a lot of communication going on. So the question, why did it end after the wedding? You realize that between the husband and wife, and what happens in the marriage bed is all about communication. That's one thing you cannot. The world will go out and commit fornication and do all those things and pay someone for it. But it does not require communication. But between a husband and a wife, what goes on there? And even with hands, with a look, looking at each other, right, that smile. You know, all those things communicate. You know, you practice that, and then, of course, with words. All right? She places children above me. Okay, the second time we've heard that one. She's always refusing to meet my needs as the marriage, okay, in other words, in the marriage bed, because she's too tired. Okay, actually, that was a 4-1. Not submissive, argues with me in front of children, does not respect me enough. Wow, that's a 5-1. Always busy with other things except me. Okay, someone's crying out here saying, wife, you're neglecting me. All right, what to change, meet the needs of, okay, talking about the flesh, more willingly and often, right? Do not neglect the marriage bed. Be submissive, put me before children. All right, I mentioned this already yesterday. The hierarchy gets placed upside down very often after children come. And listen, that's not Christian, it's not biblical. Unbelievers understand children are important, but they always do that by digging a big hole for the marriage. All right? Now, how do we make sure you get the proper balance? I was just sharing someone just now. Simple. You put Christ in the center of the marriage rather than your spouse. All right? Then you add your spouse. The children, every child that comes along is added, okay, with you and your spouse in the center of the marriage. And you add on. Because otherwise what you're going to find is that every baby becomes the center of that life. All right? And the other children are going to start saying, you're neglecting me too. Right? Because the center of attention always shifts to the newcomer. All right? The one who needs the diaper change and all that. All right. Issues. Okay? My wife is untidy. Okay? Things to change are more time with me. All right? Take better care of health. Okay? One more. Okay? Okay, wife is tardy, okay, never on time. Take charge. Okay, she takes charge when she sees things are not moving. Alright, what to change is to be punctual, be patient on the Lord. Alright, so sometimes God does bring about delays. There's a temptation here to take control of the situation. Alright, and I would say, you know, take the cue of your husband, right? Just because he is waiting on the Lord doesn't mean he's not doing anything, right? The world rewards men for taking charge and, you know, driving things. But understand this, a man of God needs to wait upon the Lord, right? And he needs a wife who's willing to support him on that. All right, now this is from the wives to the husbands, all right? Issues, he's a bad listener. He has a tendency to shift blame, all right? He's not skillful, proactive, and making me feel loved. All right, so, okay, we dealt with this one already. It says, what to change, right? Be more sensitive to the spirit. Learn how I function mentally and emotionally so that you can better meet my needs, right? Now, this was the part where in 1 Peter chapter 3, we talk about husbands to dwell with the wives. This is according to knowledge. You need to know and understand her, and she's going to be different. All right? Now, many years back, what was that? There was that musical. It was a very famous song, and someone was complaining, why can't a woman be more like a man? All right? And, yeah, it's from My Fair Lady, I think. Okay, and it's hilarious when you hear the words. All right? But here's the thing, we expect the other party to be like us, to think and like us, and if that's the case, you might as well have married a man. But the reality is this, she is different for a reason. My wife functions differently, and I'm glad she's not like me, because otherwise I think the marriage and the family we've been running around in circles. She balances me out, and vice versa. Someone's phone is going on. All right, now, one last urgent request from the wife. Okay, she's praying, somehow solve his snoring problem. Okay, now, tells me someone might need to lose weight. Okay, seriously, because you got a lot of where you're pushing down on your air channel and all that. And okay. Okay, issues, anger, inconsistency, stubbornness. All right, now some of us are very hard-headed men. And if you don't come, and this tells me the underlying root, pride. Okay? If you don't come honestly to deal with God about this, He will break you at some point. I've been there. Okay? Pastor Niels talked about breaking the lamb's legs. I went through that. Okay? Pray it doesn't happen to you, but if it does, you know what? Heed the lesson, and it's a very good lesson that you're never going to forget. All right? What to change? More temperance, more self-control. Spend more time in word and prayer. And then it says, be more encouraging, be kind. Okay? We may be a bit rough, okay, and very abrupt at times. We lack the tenderness and the gentleness that our wives need or looking from us. All right? Issues, communication. Okay? Oh, she ought to know. No, sometimes she needs to be... You need to bring it across to her. You need to talk to her. There are differences. Okay, I'm not sure why. Okay, what to change? Again, communication, desire to spend what to change? Okay, husband is spending too much time on unprofitable things. All right, so, like I said, I'm not saying you can't have a hobby, you can't, do something like that, but, if you got a very high stress job, one of the problems, the natural tendencies, you want to like kind of veg out or zone out or whatever, doing something meaningless. And, and here the wife is saying, hey, what's going on? All right, okay. It's from the wife again. Issues, physical touch and sweetness. So this is lacking. Okay? Men, your wife wants you to be sweet and tender towards her. The way you used to be before you were married. And she's missing that, right? It says about temper, anger and bad temper, right? The other issue is this. She wants exclusive attention. Not while you're reading the newspaper or reading your iPad or watching TV and then you're, okay, all right. And I know sometimes we're in the middle of something and whatever, but, nothing says exclusive attention like switching off the TV or putting down the newspaper and yes, dear, and you can always go back to it after that, but, it just says I'm stopping everything listening to you. Okay? What to change? I want him to be more focused on leading our family in spiritual matters. Now, this, I think I can count this more than once, right? Okay? Now, don't put the family in a difficult position where by your refusal to take up the spiritual lead, you're forcing your wife to do something. But sometimes someone has to lead the children in the absence, in a vacuum. All right, don't create the vacuum. All right, it says to be more sensitive about my feelings. All right, the other thing to change is this, he's easily stressed out. Okay, one more. Okay. Issues, uptight about the way things are done, all right? Less calm when dealing with kids' discipline, okay? One thing, I say this one is, I'm aware of one homeschool family right now, okay? It's not in our church. And the marriage is on the point of being over because dad is out of control. When it comes to the issue of discipline and okay, thank God for the messages later. Because when he has to step in, he flies into a rage. Okay, and that's when it starts to become borderline or even abuse. And here it says, look, be calm. The wrath of man will never work the righteousness of God. Okay? It will not work godliness. We have to realize it is not about us. Okay? Discipline is always is back to this thing. Whatever was done wrong is a sin in the eyes of God. Not because you made me look bad in church. One of the worst things ever. Alright? Because we deal with the children, because why? You made me, you shame me in front of everyone. You embarrass me. Okay? The other thing is wife is saying, sometimes discouraging when it comes to suggesting ideas. Alright, so these are all very heartfelt things. I from reading them, I do not see any intention here, so what about you, it's an opportunity to strike back. But understand this, that none of us here have it all together, right? There's still areas we need to work on, right? And even some of these is giving me ideas about what more I should do, right? So, some good thoughts here, all right?